Following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 2. The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu. This second chapter describes the dynasties of the sons of Manu headed by Karusha. After Sudyumna accepted the order of Vanaprastha and departed for the forest, Vaivashvata Manu, being desirous of sons, worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead and consequently begot 10 sons like Ikshvaku or Majikshvaku, all of whom were like their father. One of these sons, Prishadra, was engaged in the duty of protecting cows at night with a sword in his hand. Following the order of his spiritual master, he would stand in this way for the entire night. Once, in the darkness of night, a tiger seized a cow from the cowshed, and when Prishadra came to know of this, he took his sword in hand and followed the tiger. Unfortunately, when he finally approached the tiger, he could not distinguish between the cow and the tiger in the dark, and thus he killed the cow. Because of this, his spiritual master cursed him to take birth in a Shudra family, but Prishadra practiced mystic yoga, and in bhakti yoga, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he voluntarily entered the blazing forest fire, thus relinquishing his material body and going back home, back to Godhead. Kavi, the youngest son of Manu, was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from his very childhood. For Manu's son, known as Karusha, a sect of Kshatriyas known as Karushas was generated. Manu also had a son known as Drista, from whom another sect of Kshatriyas was generated. But although they were born of one who had the qualities of a Kshatriya, they became Brahmanas. From Nriga, another son of Manu, came the sons and grandsons known as Sumati, Bhute, Jyoti, and Vasu. From Vasu, in disciplic succession, came Pratika, and from him came Ogavan, descending in order from the seminal dynasty of Narishyanta. Another son of Manu were Chitrasen, Rika, Midvan, Purna, Indrasen, Vitihotra, Satyashrava, Urushrava, Devadatta, and Agnivesya. From the Kshatriya known as Agnivesya came the celebrated Brahmana dynasty known as Agnivesyayana. From the seminal dynasty of Dishta, another son of Manu, came Nabaga, and from him in succession came Baladana, Vishtapriti, Pamshu, Pramati, Kanitra, Chakshush, Vimimsati, Ramba, Kaninetra, Karandama, Avikshit, Maruta, Damna, Rajyavardhana, Suridriti, Nara, Kevala, Dunduman, Begavan, Buddha, and Trinabundu. In this way, many sons and grandsons were born in this dynasty. From Trinabundu came a daughter named Ilavila, from whom Kuvera took birth. Trinabundu also had three sons named Vila, Sunyabandhu, and Dhrumaketu. The son of Vishala was Hemachandra, his son was Drumaksha, and his son was Samyama. The sons of Samyama were Devaja and Krishasva. From Krishasva's son, Somadat performed an asvamedha sacrifice, and by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, he achieved the supreme perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha, Evam Gates Dasadyum Ne, Manur Vivashvata Sode, Putra Kamasta Pastepe, Yamuna Yam Satam Sama. I'm not going to read the synonyms because it's a lot of dynasty repetition. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, thereafter, when his son Sudyumna had thus gone to the forest to accept the order of Vanaprastha, Vaivashvata Manu, Shraddhadeva, being desirous of getting more sons, performed severe austerities on the bank of the Yamuna for 100 years. Text 2. Tato Rajan Manardevam Apyatam Harim Prabhum Ikshvaku Purvajan Putran Lepe Sva Saridishan Dasa. Translation. Then, because of this desire for sons, the Manu known as Shradadev worshipped the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the demigods. Thus, he got 10 sons exactly like himself. Among them all, Ikshvaku was the eldest. Text 3. Prashadras tu mano putro gopala guruna kita palayam asagat tatvyatvo yato ratriyam virasana vrata. Translation. Among these sons, Prashadra, following the order of his spiritual master, was engaged in protection of cows. He would stand all night with a sword to give the cows protection. Purport. One who becomes a Virasana takes the vow to stand all night with a sword to give protection to the cows. Because Prashadra was engaged in this way, it is understood that he had no dynasty. We can further understand from this vow accepted by Prashadra how essential it is to protect the cows. Some son of a Kshatriya would take this vow to protect cows from ferocious animals even at night. What then is to be said of sending cows to slaughterhouses? This is the most sinful activity in human society. Text 4. Ekada prafishad gostam sadurlo nishivarsati Sayana Gava Uttaya Bitesta Babramur Vajay. Translation. Once at night, when it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Upon seeing this tiger, all the cows who were lying down got up in fear and scattered here and there on the land. Texts 5 and 6. Evam Jagraha Balavan Sa Chukrosha Bayatura Tasyas Tu Kranditam Srutva Prashadro Nusaraha Kadgam Adaya Tarasa Pralinodu Gane Nishi Ajanan Achinod Babro Shira Sardula Sankaya. Translation. When the very strong tiger seized the cow screamed in distress and fear, and Prashadra, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger and immediately cut off the cow's head with great force. Text 7. Vyagro pi vrikna shravano nishtrim sagra hatas tata nishchakrama brisam bito raktam pati samutri shrijan. Translation. Because the tiger's ear had been cut by the edge of the sword, the tiger was very afraid, and it fled from that place while bleeding on the street. Text 8. Manyamano hatam vyagram prashadra paraviraha adrakshit sva hatam babrum vyustayam nishiduktita. Translation. In the morning, when Prashadra, who was quite able to subdue his enemy, saw that he had killed the cow, although at night he had thought he killed the tiger, he was very unhappy. Text 9. Tamsasapa kulacharya kritaga sam akamata nakshatra bandhu shudras tam karmana bhavitamuna. Translation. Although Prashadra had committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest, Vishishta, cursed him, saying, quote, in your next life you shall not be able to become a Kshatriya. Indeed, you shall take birth as a Shudra because of killing the cow. End quote. Purport. It appears that Vishishta was not free from Tamagun, the mode of ignorance. As the family priest or spiritual master of Prashadra, Vishishta should have taken Prashadra's offense very lightly. But instead, Vishishta cursed him to become a Shudra. It is the duty of a family priest not to curse a disciple, but to give him relief through the performance of some sort of atonement. Vishishta, however, did just the opposite. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was Durmati, in other words, his intelligence was not very good. Text 10. Evam saptastu guruna pratyagrinat kritanjali Aharadyad Vratambira Urdvareta Muni Priyam. Translation. When the hero Prashadra was thus cursed by his spiritual master, he accepted the curse with folded hands. Then, having controlled his senses, he took the vow of Brahmacharya, which is approved by all great sages. Text 11 through 13. Vasudeva Bhagavati Sarvatmani Pare Male Ekantitvam Gato Bhaktya Sarva Bhuta Sri Sama Mukta Sangha Sadat Santatma Sam Yataksho Parigraha Yatri Chayo Papane Na Kalpayan Vritim Atmana Atmani Atmanam Nadaya Jnana Tripta Samahita Vichachara Mahim Etam Jadanda Badhirakriti. Translation. Thereafter, Prashadra gained relief from all responsibilities, became peaceful in mind, established control over his senses. Being unaffected by material conditions, being pleased with whatever was available by the grace of the Lord to maintain body and soul together, and being equal toward everyone, he gave full attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, who is the transcendental Supersoul, free from all material contamination. Thus, Prashadra, being fully satisfied in pure knowledge, always keeping his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, achieved pure devotional service to the Lord and began traveling all over the world without affection for material activities, as if he were deaf, dumb, and blind. Text 14. Evam vrito vanam gatva drishva devagnim utitam teto payukta karano brahma prapa param muni. Translation. With this attitude, Prashadra became a great saint, and when he entered the forest he saw a blazing forest fire. He took this opportunity to burn his body in the fire. Thus he achieved the transcendental spiritual world. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame devyam evam yo viditatvata tvaktam deham pranar janma naiti mamiti sarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. End quote. Prashadra, because of his karma, was cursed to take his next birth as a Shudra. But because he took to saintly life, specifically concentrating his mind always upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became a pure devotee. Immediately after giving up his body in the fire, he reached the spiritual world, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita Mameti, as a result of his devotional situation. Devotional service performed by thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful that although Prashadra was cursed, he avoided the terrible consequence of becoming a Shudra and instead returned home back to Godhead. As stated in Brahma Samhita 554, Yastrindrabhopam atavedram aho svakarma bandhanurupa palabhajanamatanoti karmani nir Dahati kintu chapakti bhajam govindamadi prusham tamam bhajami. Those who engage in devotional service are unaffected by the results of their material activities. Otherwise, everyone, from the smallest microbe up to the king of heaven, Indra, is subject to the laws of karma. A pure devotee, being always engaged in the service of the Lord, is exempt from these laws. Text 15. Kavi kanyan vishayeshu nishpriho vishrijya Rajyam Sahabandhu Birvanam Nivesha Chite Purusham Swarochi Sam Vivesha Kaishora Vaya Param Gata. Translation. Being reluctant to accept the material enjoyment, Manu's youngest son, whose name was Kavi, gave up the kingdom before attaining full youth. Accompanied by his friends, he went to the forest, always thinking of the self-effulgent Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Thus, he attained perfection. Text 16. Kurushan manavadasan kurusha kshatrajataya uttarapata goptaro brahmanya dharma vatsala. Translation. From Kurusha, another son of Manu, came the Kurusha dynasty, a family of Kshatriyas. The Kurusha Kshatriyas were the kings of the northern direction. They were celebrated protectors of Brahminical culture and were all firmly religious. Text 17. Drishta drishtam abhut kshatram brahmabhuyam gatam kshito nrigasya vamsa sumatir bhuta jyotis tato vasu. Translation. From the son of Manu named Drishta came a Kshatriya caste called Darshta, whose members achieved the position of brahmanas in this world. Then, from the son of Manu, named Nriga, came Sumati. From Sumati came Bhuta Jyoti, and from Bhuta Jyoti came Vasu. Purport. Here it is said, Chatram Brahma Bhuyam Gatam Kshito. Although the Dastras belonged to the Kshatriya caste, they were able to convert themselves into Brahmanas. This gives clear evidence supporting the Vedic following statement by Narada, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.435. Yasya lau lakshanam proktam pumsho varna bivanjakam yad anyat drapi jestyeta tat tanaiv vinirdiset. If the qualities of one group are found in men of another, those men should be recognized by their qualities, by their symptoms, not by the caste of the family in which they were born. Birth is not at all important. It is one's qualities that are stressed in all Vedic literature. Text 18. Vasu pratikas tatputra ogavan ogavat pita kanya chogavati dama sudarshana uvahatam. Translation. The son of Vasu was Pratika, whose son was Ogavan. Ogavan's son was also known as Ogavan, and his daughter was Ogavati. Sudarshana married that daughter. Text 19. Chitrasena Narishyantad Rakshas Tasya Suto Bhavat Tasya Mridvams Tatapurna Indrasenas Tutatsuta. Translation. From Narishyanta came a son named Chitrasena, and from him a son named Riksha. From Riksha came Midvan, from Midvan became Purna, and from Purna came Indrasena. Text 20. Viti Hotras Cha Indrasenat Tasya Satra Shrava Adbut Utru Shrava Sutas Tasya Devadatas Tato Bhavet. Translation. From Indrasena came Vitihotra, from Vitihotra came Satyashrava, and from Satyashrava came a son named Udrashrava, and from Udrashra came Devadatta. Text 21. Tato Grine Vishyo Bhagavan Yagni Svayam Abhut Sata Kanina Iti Vikyato Jatukarnyo Mahan Rishi. Translation. From Devadatta came a son known as Agni Vaishya, and who was the fire god Agni himself. This son, who was a celebrated saint, was well known as Kanina and Jatukarnya. Purport. Agni Vaishya was also known as Kanina and Jatukarnya. Text 22. Tato Brahmakulam Jatam Agnishyayanam Nipa Naishyantan Vayo Prokto Distavam Samatashrinu. Translation. O king, from Agnivesha came a Brahminical dynasty known as Agnivesyana. Now that I have described the descendants of Narishyanta, let me describe the descendants of Dista. Please hear from me. Nabhaga Dista Putronya Karmana Vyasyatam Gita Balandana Satastasya Vastapritir Balandanat Vastapriti Sutta Pramsus Tatsutam Pramatim Vidu Kanitra Pramates Tasmach Chakshusho Ta Vibhim Sati. Translation. Dista had a son by the name Nabhaga. This Nabhaga, who was different from the Nabhaga described later, became a Vaishya by occupational duty. The son of Nabhaga was known as Balandana. The son of Balandana was Vistapriti, and his son was Pramshu. Pramshu's son was Pramati, and Pramati's son was Kanitra. Kanitra's son was Chakshush, and his son was Vibhimsati. Purport. From Manu, one son became a Kshatriya, another Brahmana, and another Vaishya. This confirms the statement by Narada Muni. Yasya lal lakshanam proktam pumsam vyarna vivanjakam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.35. One should always remember that Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas should never be regarded as members of a caste by birth. A Brahmana may be changed into a Kshatriya and a Kshatriya into a Brahmana. Similarly, a Brahmana or Kshatriya may be changed into a Vaishya and a Vaishya into a Brahmana or Kshatriya. This is confirmed when Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Manashtrishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasa. So, one in a Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, never by birth, but by quality. There is a great need of Brahmanas. Therefore, in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we are trying to train some Brahmanas to guide human society. because at present there is a scarcity of brahmanas, the brain of human society is lost. Because practically everyone is a Shudra, no one at the present moment can guide the members of society to the proper path by which to achieve their perfection in life. Text 25. Vibhimsate suto brahmba kininretro sya dharmika karandamo maharaja tasya sid atmajo nripa. Synonyms. Vibhimsita. From Vibhimsati, Sutta, the son Ramba, named Ramba, Kaninetra, named Kaninetra, Asa of Ramba, Dharmika, very religious, Karandama, named Karandama, Maharaj, or king, Tasya of him, Kaninetra, Asit was Atmaja, the son, Nripa, O king. Translation, the son of Vibhimsati was Ramba, whose son was the great and religious king Kaninetra. O king, the son of Kaninetra was King Karandama. Text 26. Tasya vikshit suto yasya marutas chakravarti adbut sambarto yajayad yambai mahayogi angaya suta. Translation, from Karandama came a son named Avikshit, and from Avikshit a son named Maruta, who was the emperor. The great mystic Samvarta, the son of Angira, engaged Maruta in performing a sacrifice, Jaga. Text 27. Marutasya yata yagno na tatyantano stikanchana sarvam hiranmayam tvasid yatkinchid chasya sobhanam. Translation. The sacrificial paraphernalia of King Maruta was extremely beautiful, for everything was made of gold. Indeed, no other sacrifice could compare to his. Text 28. Amayad indra somena dakshinabir dujataya Maruta parvisheshtaro visheshdeva sabhasada. Translation. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somaras. The brahmanas received ample contributions, and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, various demigods who control the wind offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvadevas were members of the assembly. Report. Because of the jaga performed by Marut, everyone was pleased, especially the brahmanas and kshatriyas. Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as priests, and kshatriyas are interested in drinking. All of them, therefore, were satisfied with their different engagements. Text 29. Marutasya damas putras tasya sid rajavardana suritis tat suto jagne sudriteo narasuta. Translation. Maruta's son was Dama. Dama's son was Rijatvardhana. Rijavardhana's son was Suditi, and his son was Nara. Text 30. Tatsuta kevalas tasmat dunduman vegavam sata buddhas tasya bhavadyasya trinabindur mahipate. Translation. The son of Nara was Kevala, and his son was Dundhuman, whose son was Vegavan. Vegavan's son was Buddha, and Buddha's son was Trinabindu, who became the king of this earth. Text 31. Tambije Lambusa Devi Bhajaniya Gunalayam Varapsara Yataputra Kanya Chela Vilabhavat. Translation. The best of the Apsaras, the highly qualified girl named Alambusha, accepted the similarly qualified Trinabindu as her husband. She gave birth to a few sons and a daughter named Ilavila. Text 32. Yasyam utpatayam dasya asa vishrava danadam sutam pradaya vidvam paramam rishi yogeshwarapitu. Translation. After the great Saint Vishrava, the master of mystic yoga, received absolute knowledge from his father, he begot in the womb of Ilavila the great celebrated son known as Kuvera, the giver of money. Text 33. Vishala sunya banduscha drumaketus chatatsuta vishalo vamsakrid jarja vaisalim nirmane purim. Translation. Trinabindu had three sons named Bishala, Sunyabandhu, and Dhrumaketu. Of these three, Bishala created a dynasty and constructed a palace called Vaishali. Text 34. Hemachandra Sutastasya Dhrumakshastasya Chatmaja Tatparat Samyadmad Asit Krishasvas Sahadevaja. Translation. The son of Vishala was known as Hemachandra, and his son was Dhrumaraksha, and his son was Samyama, whose sons were Devaja and Krishasva. Text 35 and 36. Krishasvat Samadato Bud Yo Swame Dair Idaspatim Ishra Purusham Apagram Gatim Yogeshwarasritam Somadatis Tusumatis Tatputro Jamanejaya Yete Vishala Bhupalas Trinabidor Yasodara. Translation. The son of Krishava was Somadat, who performed Ashwamedha sacrifices and thus satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. After worshipping the Supreme Lord, he achieved the most exalted post, a residence on the planet to which great mystic yogis are elevated. The son of Somadatta was Sumati, whose son was Janmanjaya. All these kings appearing in the dynasty of Vishala properly maintained the celebrated position of King Trinabindu. Purport. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purports of the 9th Canto, 2nd Chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Dynasties of the Sons of Manu, end quote.